Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing this amazing day. I hope everybody is having a great week so far and had a wonderful weekend. I was thinking about the young man. I think he's from Minnesota, Dwayne, or I don't know his name. Oh, God, what's his name? The young man that just they just shot Sunday. I don't know. I just cannot even imagine the pain that his mom must be going through right now. I think back, and I think about how we've not come from anywhere. People keep thinking and telling me that things are evolving and things are changing and things are getting better. I can't see that. I'm not understanding how or what they're looking at to be able to tell me that things are getting better. I don't even know where to start today. My heart is so heavy for his family, because here you are just driving. You're driving down the street, and you look up, and you see a police behind you, and you immediately, knowing that you are a boy or a young man, your heart sinks because you're thinking, God, am I going to make it out of this today? Are they going to say I did something, or are they going to arrest me for just looking like I look black? Or are they going to kill me because I look the way I look? Or are they going to harass me? And immediately you know that when they get out the car, they automatically have an attitude toward our children. They automatically have an attitude toward anything that looks like me, anything that looks like us, they have an issue with. But the sad thing about it is, I was looking at the little daycare workers and these little babies that were sitting at the table, and they were You know, these little black babies were waiting to eat. And you had all the white children sitting around them. And they looking at them eating, you know, and they looking at the people like, where's my food? And they probably have been gone through this before. This is not, I guarantee you, this is not the first time that they've gone through this situation. Now, people can do this in front of a camera, and they know the camera is there. What do you think they're doing to our children when the camera's not in the same room, people? Those babies are so innocent. You have devils, and you're not going to tell me that these are not Satan's children. These white folk are Satan's children. They're seeing these babies. You're giving the children, the white children, food. And you're looking at these black babies, and you, if I feed you good, I don't have to feed you. I don't even have to acknowledge you that you're here. And this innocent child is looking up to you, thinking that you're going to protect them, thinking that you're going to be looking at this adult, thinking, okay, where's mine? And then if they don't get it, what do they say? What do they do? What do they do? But we as a collective whole, black folk, we need to get it together. We've been so brainwashed that we actually believe that these Mzungas care about our children. If they treat you like dogs on your job, how do you think they're going to treat you? How do you think they're going to treat your children? My husband goes on this job every day. And he come home talking about, you know, incidences and things that are happening. And we know it's not fair. I seen on the Facebook world, they was talking about this white guy that went to Dubai and he got arrested for having marijuana in his system. My thing is, and you have black folk feeling sorry for this cracker. You have black folk on there fussing for this man. What the hell is wrong with us? Get on code. I had to actually tell one young lady, get on code. You're all cold. Let me explain something to you. If white folks, Mzungas have to go outside of America to get their justice, then let them do that. America is the only place where white folk can do what the heck they want to do, and they get away with it. And I tried to explain to the sister, I said, let him feel what we go through every day. And why are you so upset about this Mzungas getting arrested? He is finally where he needs to be. Let him feel our pain. We can't do nothing in America without them pointing the finger saying, oh, you racist against Asians, you racist against this one. But then yet you can give immigrants $15,000. Y'all better hear me today. You can give an Asian business owner $50 million. But the very black folk that put Biden behind in office, they gave you nothing. So how do you feel when you voted for a racist that showed you for 40 years how he felt about you, but you gave him the highest office? You need to be ashamed of yourself. I told you before, we suffer from internalized racism. Look that word up. We did a show on it. I hope you guys rewind that show and watch it. Internalized racism is what we suffer from. When are we going to deal with that? If you find yourself feeling sorry for when Mzungas go through hardship, you're dealing with internalized racism. I don't feel nothing when them crackers go through stuff. I don't feel nothing, absolutely nothing. Welcome, Andre, welcome. Welcome. I am so, my heart is so heavy today, you guys. It's so much going on. And what are we as black folk doing about it? We see this stuff. They're doing it in your face. They're doing everything but putting your black behind back on in the field. What are we doing about this? We see what's going on, and we're still not coming together. We're still not supporting our own. We're still not getting our farmland. We're still not buying land. We're still not doing anything but going and spending your 12, whatever stimulus they gave you. And some of black folk ain't got it yet, still waiting on it. I know they're messing with my street. It's okay. But we're going to still move forward. Screen gets stuck. Just know that I'll log off and I'll come back on. It's okay. Don't worry about them devils. Because you know what? They got to, you know, our truth going to sound like hate speech. You know that, right? You already know that. You already know. So it doesn't even matter. We're going to keep doing us. But I want us to get to the place. I want us to get to the place where we are making some serious changes. I'm sorry, you guys. It's true, but I'm trying to make sure that I'm on and that everybody can see it. Like and share as you come in, you guys, please. Like and share, please. I want us to get to a place where we get so sick and tired that we do better and we do for self. I want us to start dealing with that internalized racism. I want us to start recognizing it. I want us to start dealing with us. I want us to push everybody out of our minds and internalize and start dealing with our own right now. Because we've been dealing with this fear for so long that we don't actually believe that they actually hate us. I don't know why we don't believe this. I don't know. We've seen enough from them. We've seen enough of their hatred. We've seen enough of them calling us niggas. We've seen enough of them, you know, calling the police because they know the police will come and murder us for them. We've seen that. But we still will fight for them. I'm on Facebook a lot, and I'm on, you know, one man, a white guy, was trying to tell me how great black folk had it in America. And then he tried to tell me, wow, you guys need to learn how to teach your children how about values and about, oh, God, he just went on and on. I let him finish. When he got done, I ripped him a new butthole. I said, the man who tells me he has a black friend, yada, yada, yada. We've heard that before. How many times he come to your house to eat? A man that's going to try to tell me how to raise our black children when, in fact, his white thug terrorist children are shooting up schools, Walmart, nightclubs, daycare. But you trying to tell me to teach my children about value. When your children blowing up everything and shooting up everything and everybody. So I'm going to listen to you. Thanks, but no thanks. Then I begin to tell him about my book. Okay, let me show you my book, A Mother's Love. Hope y'all see it, okay? And it's a journal. It also has a book also. I told him, I said, get my book on parenting. You might need some help. And it'll help you. It'll help you out. And it's a journal that comes with it. I said, get the book. It'll help you out. You might want to teach a class on it. I'm speaking from experience. I haven't done this. Two very successful young ladies. Okay? So it ain't like I don't know what I'm talking about. I've experienced it. It took me 20 years to write that book, A Mother's Love. 20 years, but I did the work. And not only did I do the work, but I wanted to see the work that I put in. I wanted to see the end result. So that's why it took so long to write the book. I don't talk about it a lot. I just be about what I was created on this earth to do. I don't have to brag about it. But I still do believe that we need to get our exit together. The date for me is still in August. Unless something changes and we can do it sooner, then it'll be sooner. But as of today, as of right now, I know the screen is freezing, but as of right now, it's August 2nd. And I'm going to get out of America because I cannot take it anymore. A lot of us are not going to make it. I had somebody tell me, well, because my mom is still here and I've been trying to convince her to go. And I told my mom, and I do love my mom, but I told her, I said, if I get on that plane, I want to take her with me. I'm not coming back. And if I have to take a vaccine, I definitely won't be back. And I really hope that she will go with me. I am, you know, her only child, and I'm really hoping that she will go with me. But if she chooses not to, I told her, I said, your sisters will have to do what needs to be done. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. I just don't want to get stuck here in America because I know what's coming. And I know a lot of black folk are not prepared. I am so serious about the move that if I had a boy, I would have been out of America a long time ago. And it's so sad how our young boys keep dying and parents are still willing to take that chance every day, to keep trying to live and breathe in a country that actually has shown you and is showing you every day how much they hate you. This baby did not deserve to die. I can't even remember his name. Please forgive me. I don't mean to disrespect his family. I think it's so disheartening
And I'm gonna try to find his name. I think it's so disgusting. Dante Wright.
And the sad part is they keep going out and getting Benjamin Crump. That's the sad part about it. They keep going out to get Benjamin Crump to defend them. A man who we all know. And black folks, we're going to have to learn how to distinguish and determine if you look like me, am I for you or not? Excuse me. Am I going to have your back? We already know what Benjamin Crump stands for. We already know what we're dealing with him, right? We already know that he's not going to, he's going after the bag. He'll tell you, whether you're going to be an angry black woman, or if you're going to be an angry black family, you're not going to get no money. I don't want no money. I want justice. I'm going to tell you what. I told my kids, I'm going to tell you. Something happened to me, tear it up, burn it up. Something happened to my children, I will be burning it up. I'm just saying. Because I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them that love everybody. I believe in judgment, justice. I believe that you pluck out my eye, I'm going to pluck you both of yours out. I believe that you do unto me, I'm going to do it back to you. That's how I believe. I'm not one of them Christians. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them because I'm seeing that us loving everybody, the very ones that we're trying to love, is hating on you. While you telling me, don't know, one young lady on Facebook said, this is why people don't listen to individuals like you, because you want to divide. I said, sweetheart, we're already divided. So what am I dividing? I can't divide something that's already divided. And I said, and it's very sad that you as a young person, and I know you're younger because, and it could have been an old fool, I don't know. But I'm just hoping and praying it was somebody old. It was a young person. Hopefully she wasn't done growing. But I told her, I said, you're so busy trying to cater for your enemies that you don't even understand their enemies. And you're probably sleeping with one right now. Most of the time when black folk come to me and they're so, I'm loving everybody, that means because you're dating somebody white, you're married to them or you're dating them or you have access, sexual access. And I told her, and you're sleeping with the enemy. And a lot of times they don't understand. They won't understand. Candace Owens won't understand the dangers that she's in until her husband turns on her. And her son denies her blackness. Then she'll understand what racism is really all about because she slept with it. She slept with her enemy and having children by her enemy, allowing this white Mzungu to use her body to reproduce devil seed. That's disgusting. That's truly disgusting. I really wanted to talk about, and my topic today, and even on Blog Talk, if you want to try to get on Blog Talk and hear it live, I am on live doing Blog Talk and YouTube at the same time. And Blog Talk, I think, let me give you the number in case I did not. It's 563-999-3682 if you want to call. Or I do have a link if you want to get on, call on, feel free. The title today is, so now we're supposed to be, now you want black folks to give our lives for people that hate us. And you know what? The sad part about it, we're going to have black folks doing it. White folks are setting Asians up to take over because they know that they're not reproducing. So the white supremacy wants to put somebody else over black folk, whether you're from this country or not. They want to put these Mzungus on top of black folk because they know. And Asians and immigrants don't even vote Democrat. This is the sad part about it, and they're so dumb. And if I was Asian, I'd take all the money I could get. If I was immigrant, I'd take all the money I can get, and I would still vote the way I want to vote. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you dig a ditch for us, you end up falling in that same ditch. Ask them about the drug ditch, the drug ditch that they dug for black people. They're in that ditch right now with the opiate. With the opiate. I'm just curious as far as to know how many people have died of opiates this year. I'm going to ask that. I just need to know. I just need to know how many have died of opiates addiction.
It's so sad because they fail to realize, and they continuously to fail to realize. Let me see. Opiate-involved overdose deaths rose from 21,000 in 2010 to 47,000 in 2017 and remained steady in 2018 with 46,000 deaths. This was followed by a significant increase in 2019, 49,000 overdose deaths. The bars are overlaid by lines showing the number of deaths by gender from 1990. Okay, we don't want to do all that. But I just wanted you guys to understand
that when you dig a ditch for us and us knowing who we are, and that will help us to understand who we are, then you understand why when you do stuff to us, why things come right back to you worse. And you would think that they would get it by now, but they don't. This Asian hate now and all this other stuff that they're trying to put over us, it's going to backfire just like everything else. They're giving the immigrants $50 million. You're going to have to give it. Before it's said and done, y'all better believe what I tell you. They're going to give us great substance. They're getting ready to go through something so traumatizing that when they get done going through, they are going to give us everything that we deserve. Y'all don't believe me, but you better believe me, because I know, I'm telling you, when you do stuff to black people and you've given everybody stuff but them, but us, you're getting ready to give immigrants who wasn't even born here, who was born here illegally. But when black folk do stuff illegally in America, they go to jail. Their families don't get no money. The one man, he served 37 years, got out of jail, had a lawsuit for $20 million, and they found a loophole to give him absolutely nothing. But you're going to tell me it's okay that now you're going to give immigrants $15,000. I didn't say $1,500. I said $15,000 per person. New York got so much money, and it's not only going to happen in New York. It's going to happen nationwide because that's just the type of people we're dealing with, because they want to make sure your face is smeared in it. But guess what? When we get out, and we're going to get it, we're going to get it. And we're going to trust what I tell you. Where people say, oh, we got, they ain't got nothing to do with it. When you do stuff to us, I keep telling you, Yahshua makes it a way for it to happen to them. So you try to smear our face and do us wrong again and say, nah, 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 we got some candy and you can't get none. But you're going to swing it, you know, dingle it in our face. You can't do nothing about it. That's what they want to tell us. We got help. Rev, you know it or not, we got some help on our side, y'all. We have help. We ain't got nothing to worry about. So what I want y'all to do is to sit back and watch the show. Yeah, they're going to keep trying. You can try whatever you want to try. But with this thing where now they want black folk to actually give up your life. Say, for instance, that I'm sitting here and I'm working, and I see somebody outside beating up an Asian woman or a man or whatever. And it doesn't matter if they're black or white, because more white folk are attacking Asians anyway. I don't know why they come up with this Asian hate. Uh-oh. I don't know why they're coming up with this stop Asian hate. When black folk have been beat down, abused, lied on, killed by Asians more than black folk have attacked Asians. But they want to make you feel, or the world, look at us like, oh, you can't talk about that. You're doing the same thing. But you have to understand the bigger picture. And why is this happening? You have to understand why is this happening? Why? They want to deem you unimportant. They want to dehumanize you. So when they do get to do or get ready to do what they think they're going to do to black people, but they not. Because we got some help. Help, you can't see us. Help is here. You have to understand that. You have to understand, you guys. So when you think you're going to do what you think you're going to do to black folk, that you're not going to get a chance to do it. That same ditch that you digging for us, they gonna fall in. Because you already know they're not reproducing babies. They can't. God don't even want them devils to reproduce themselves. So you can stop them from even We're producing. But the only way that they can do it is through us. Candace Owens. I'm just saying. If you sleeping with a white woman, if you sleeping with a white man, you are helping them to reproduce. Just like I look at Africans and I say you're marrying them Chinese who don't even like black people. You're helping them to reproduce. And that's sad. The very ones that you didn't like, you need them to help your culture to survive. You better stop. Y'all better stop what I tell you. Now I remember a year China was aborting all those girl babies, remember? Back in the 80s, they was aborting all those girl babies. They could only have one baby, and it had to be a boy. If it was a girl, you had a right to abort it, but they couldn't have one child. So all the girl babies, they was aborting because they wanted boy babies. And I thought to myself, now, how does this make sense? And I was young one. How does this make sense? I said, you aborting all your girl babies. 20 years, you ain't going to have no babies. You ain't going to have no girl babies to have babies with. Who are they going to marry? That's what I was thinking back then. Now, this is showing you how great minds. These high IQ people. These high IQ people are dumb as hell. I'm sorry. They just about as dumb can be. I look at some of the stuff that they do at work, and I'm like, y'all, I just shake my head, they just look, and I'll be like, how did that make sense when you were even thinking? Did you even think that out, or did you speak it out? Think and speak it out sometimes. You say you thought it out, speak it out next time. If you say you thought, if you say you spoke it out, think about it next, because it didn't make sense. And that's what happened with the Chinese. It didn't make sense. So now the very ones that you hate, you need them to survive. Ain't that what's happening in America? The very ones that you hate, you need us. You need our bodies. You need our melanin. You need our kidneys. You need our organs to survive. Right? It always happens like that. The very ones that you hate, even back in the day when you had the Klan members who died, they hated black people, right? Their children today are marrying black children. Can you imagine? Oh, I hope they turn it. I hope every time the black girl come around, they just turn and turn. I hope they have the most restful death, unrestful death possible. I hope every time you hear that black girl voice sleeping with your white racist grandson, because you're still not going to tell me that that spirit is not in that young man. You're still not going to tell me that you had a grandfather that was racist as hell, that spirit didn't pass down. I need you. And you know white folks, they can pretend because they've been pretending since forever. To like black folks. And they still, you got black folk that will die for a white person. You got black folk that will die hard, that will come after you to protect them. And will protect them and be ready to kill you and hurt you. But you have to understand this mandatory manumission. That's been around since slavery. I'm going to give you an extra piece of five. You protect Miss Kizzy. Or Miss, what was the girl's name? What was the white girl's name in Roots? The white girl that was Kizzy thought was her best friend. But when Kizzy really needed her, what'd she do? She closed the curtain, she turned around and walked away, didn't she? That's what I'm saying. We think they're our friends, but then they show you every day how much they hate you, and you still, well, Miss Ellie is still, that's still my best friend. Yeah, I ain't had no problems with Miss Ellie. My question is, would you know, or would you even admit it if you was having a problem with Miss Ellie? Because I guarantee you are having a problem with Miss Ellie. But you won't admit to it because you won't think everybody loves me. They just, I just can't believe that racism still exists. I want to slap some black folk when I hear that. I want to slap them into oblivion. What do you mean you can't believe it? When did it ever go away? It's been here since the beginning. Redlining, remember that? Cutting babies out your stomach, remember that? Feeding your babies to alligators, remember that? Couldn't even get a loan. You can't even get a business loan today. I've seen a black woman that has a water plant. And she was trying to get a bank loan for it. They wouldn't give it. Had all this money. Had collateral. And they still wouldn't give her a loan. Had all this money to back it up. And they still would not give her a loan. Why? Because they don't want you to have a business. They know that that's your wealth. They know land, homes, and businesses is creating wealth for black people. But black people, we have to be smart. When they give you a stimulus check, you have to use it to create something for yourself. Use it to create your wealth. Use it as far as investing. Akon coin. Akon, the black dude, you better get some. I cannot stress that enough. You better find out, invest $100 in Akon, and I think it's A-K-R-N, I think it is, the coin, AKRN. I think that's what it is. I'm still investigating to see where I can get it from. I think I can go through TradeStation cryptocurrency. I think I'm checking that out now. If not, I think it was somebody else. Hold on. Somebody else sent me something. I'm going to check into it, but I don't want to say right now because I don't know that person, and they just, you know, kind of gave me the information, so I have not had time to vet it out. But that Akron coin, Black Family, invest $100 in it. $100. That, I think it's like, what, 30 cents maybe? And if you invest $100, just think, if that coin got up to where Bitcoin is, I think Bitcoin is up to 63,000. If that coin gets up to that high, that $100 will make you millions. I'm telling you, y'all better listen to me. Y'all think I'll be crazy when I be talking. I'll be talking to this. No, I don't be saying what I'm saying. I am saying stuff so I can get our wealth back a little bit at a time. If you do just a little bit at a time. I told you about getting your silver. I hope you're still getting it because it's going up. Why do you think silver's going up, you guys? I used to get silver $20. It's $30, $35, $37 now for silver, $38 some places for silver. I'm telling you, I give you little snippets because I'm trying to help with our wealth. They're not going to give it to you. You got to do a little bit by little bit to gain your wealth back because they're not going to give it to you. That's what you're waiting for. They hoping and praying you don't get it. They hoping and praying you keep voting Democrats. We didn't have this much trouble with Trump. You got boys dressing in dresses. What the heck? What is going on? I seen the little boy. I don't know his name. He had a dress on. He was singing on stage. I don't know what his name. I don't even care what his name is. But how many of our children are watching this? Let me tell you something. We used to be kings and queens. You can't tell it because they've seen white folk come up with. Now, they can dress their babies like that. That's what they do. They mess their kids. They sleep with their dogs. They sleep with their mamas and cousins and everybody. Now, that's what they're known to do. That's them. Black folk, we don't do that. Black folk. We have standards. We have morals. You know what's right and wrong. Don't give me this. You learn half of this crazy stuff. That you learned it from your enemy. And I'm going to tell you what, we better get it together. Stop following them devils. You stop following them. You are the leaders. We are the leaders. We've always been the leaders. We were kings and queens. Leaders aren't kings and queens. I mean, leaders, kings and queens are not followers. That's what I'm trying to say. Kings and queens are not followers. We lead the world. But now, everything that comes from them, that's dysfunction, we jump on the bandwagon, and now you start putting your boys in dresses. We start saying, oh, little Jimmy who's got a wee-wee, he's not a boy. He's a what? I was told he was a boy. So as far as I'm concerned, if you have a wee-wee, you're a boy. I'm not going to call you a little girl or call you an ex-baby when you have stopped this nonsense. You're allowing them to lead you and guide you. How are you going to let them lead you and guide you? Stop it. Stop it. We are the leaders. We built this country. If we can build this, we can build Africa. If we can build this, we can build. Sky is the limit there. Let me tell you what. Go Black to Africa. I love him. I watch the show all the time. And you have melanated man, Mr. Mosby, melanated man, and you have FK African Tigers, of course. You have people that are there. Go Black to Africa. He talks about all these different businesses you can have. He talks about this dump truck. He said dump truck was $70,000. Okay, listen to this. $70,000 for a dump truck. Listen to this. Okay, but let me just say before you, how you can get to that $70,000. You have businesses like Airbnbs that need to be promoted in Africa. I just bought some land. I'm sitting up here thinking, what am I going to do with that land? Do I want to live on it, or do I want to invest in it? Do I want to use it for a transitional home? Okay, I have an opportunity to do that with it. Am I going to do that with it? I may do that with it. Roberto, welcome. The denial in the Black community is unbelievable. Let me help you with that. You know why it's unbelievable? Because the Black community has been under oppression for over 400 years, okay, plus still counting. And also, Roberto Morales, I'm sure the Mexicans have been under oppression also. So don't come here acting like you ain't been under oppression. Black folk and immigrants, Black folk and Mexicans have been, and Spaniards, Spaniards or whatever you call, they, you guys have been under pressure too, okay? So guess what? You're the way you are because you didn't have, you weren't in slavery, still counting for over 400 years. Black folk have are dealing with internalized racism. Look that word up, and that'll help you to understand. It's very hard to fight oppression when every time you've tried, it's either been burned down, Black Wall Street, look that up. It's been destroyed. Look up Greenville, Rosewood, Red Dawn, Red Summer. Look those. Look up the New York riots. Look up St. Louis riots. All of these riots happened because of us trying to be free. And somebody white, a Mzungu, came and burned it down. Every community we had over 250 communities, okay? And what happened? They put highways, eminent domain is what they called it, and they took it and destroyed it. They built ghettos, redlined it, told us we couldn't have loans for our businesses or our homes, and because we couldn't get the money that we needed, slums were created by white folk. So don't sit up here and tell me about ghettos and the Black community is, you know, the denial in the Black community is unbelievable. That's oppression. That's oppression. That's called the Willie Lynch. That's called a Stockholm Syndrome. It's called something. We got here not by ourselves. We didn't get here by ourselves. So I hate when people come here and try to down the Black community. Yes, I'm upset about what I'm seeing, but I know how it was created, and I know that there is a system set up. When you have a whole system set up for a group of people to fail, how do you get out of that? How do you come through that? You guys don't know anything about that. Nobody knows anything about that but Black folk. We've been oppressed for 400 years counting. How do you get out of that? Everything we had, they took. Schools. That's how we get out of it. We educate our own. That's one way to get out of it. We educate our own. But they don't even want you to do that. Because every Black community, they railroaded it. They came in and they built a highway through it. Every place you see a major highway, I guarantee you, look it up. It was a Black city there. We had over 258 of them. Look those up. So it's not denial. It's oppression. How do you come out of oppression? Nobody can talk to Black folk about being oppressed. Nobody can talk to us about racism because nobody has gone through what we've gone through and still going through. Immigrants, they're giving immigrants $15,000 per immigrant. They're giving Chinese, Asians, $50 million. What they doing for Black folk? They're telling us that we're suffering. We beating up Asians. Now they want you to give your life up. So you see an Asian out there getting the head blown up or the head knocked in, they want you to risk your life to go out there to save them. What the devil? What in the devil? I bet not see one Black Negro going out there to save not one Asian white Mzungu. I bet not see it. I bet not see it. And I'm telling you what, Negroes, y'all better get y'all behind on folks. That's a head game they playing. Ain't no Black person in their right mind go sit up there and see a Mzungu getting beat up by somebody and go in there and jump in it. I'm not. You don't know that a man had a gun or a knife or a what. He could have, okay, you at work, Roberto, okay? They seem oblivious to the danger. They seem oblivious because some of them are in, you're right, they are in denial. But if I face it, then I'm going to have to do something about it. And right now, I don't know what to do about it. You have to understand that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. You have to understand what they're dealing with. Denial is I don't want to deal with it. I know it's here, but what can I do about it? That's what that is. It's not that they don't know. They don't know what to do about it. All of our leaders, you're only a Black leader in a Black caucus if you've sold out to white folks. They're paying every last Black caucus, our passes. Let me help me to understand this, Roberto. If you have leaders, now you got leaders in your community that are going to watch out for Spanish folk, right? We have leaders, every leader that we have so many Black caucus, I don't know how many it is. Every last one have been sold out. Every last one are in office. They were vetted by white folks to look like us, to lead us down the wrong path. They look like us. They don't walk with us. You know, and I know, I just read this thing about a president in South Africa that said that black folk, we're so poor, and they want you to believe that you're poor. We're worth $1.2 trillion, so we're not that poor, okay? We keep the American community economics alive, okay? So we're not that poor. What he said is you offer them a dime, and they'll sell their mother. You offer them a quarter, and they'll sell their children. Black folk, white folk know how to get to them. Offers money because we don't have it. They say, we have it. We just don't know what to do with it. I say invest. I say invest in Africa. You have land. I say go, just like you went to Mexico, you have your own country. We have our own country. We really do. We have our own country. And why aren't we going back to our own country? That is my suggestion. You go there and create the reality you want to see. People say, well, oppression is there. Okay, maybe. But guess what? I don't see our young boys dying. I don't see police officers blowing the brains out unarmed. I don't see them doing that to you. I don't see that. I see peace. People that are there, I know people that are there, living there, peaceful. You invest in some land, $700. Dinah's giving away for $700. I'm just saying. We just got a stimulus check for $1,400 or $1,200, almost $1,600. I don't know, whatever it was, $1,400, $1,600, whatever it was. Wasn't enough. You could have took that and bought some land in Ghana. Then you could have bought your ticket. Now you can get a couple Airbnbs also. You feel me? You can build your future one at a time. $200 apartments down there in Africa, Kenya. So if you go with $5,000, and I know some people got their taxes and they got $5,000. You spend $700 on land. You spend $500. I've seen some really great prices on the internet. One ticket was $400 going to Africa. Okay, that's what, $1,200, okay? And then you go over there, you invest in one apartment, $200, and you use it as an Airbnb. You're building your wealth. You can get three apartments. Three apartments. Airbnb, $25 a night. I'm just saying, that's what, $75. You can get four, get $100 a night. $400. Okay, that's what? What? No, I'm sorry. You can get four, which is $400 a week. I'm sorry. Or $500 a week. If you get four, that's $25 a night. Four at five nights, $500, right? You're building your wealth. It only costs $200. If you got $5,000, you spend $200 on four apartments to Airbnb. Your rent is paid. Your rent is paid. Because you're getting $500 a week, right? 1 week you can pay what? Two of them, right? The next week you pay the other two, right? You still have some money left over. I'm just saying there's so many ways that we can increase our wealth, but are we trying? One young lady has body products, okay? She's trying to import-export. They have import-export. You can get into that. That's worth money. You can actually get into something like right now here, storage, where you can ship stuff to Africa and you can partner up with somebody in Africa. But you're going to have to go there to lay the groundwork. Or you can set it up here, go over there, set it up, and be ready to rock and roll. I'm just saying, we have to do something. You can't just sit there and just hold on to that money or spend it on TVs and stuff when you can go and get land for $700, $1,000. $2,500 if you want a beach property, beachfront. Where you gonna find $2,500 beachfront property in America at? I'm just saying. It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to do better, family. We have a land we can go to. Don't let folks tell you, why are you going over there? They don't like you. How do you know? You got black folk here that don't like you. So stop. You have black folk here that don't like you. Your black caucus leaders can't stand you. And allowance, they voted for this immigrants to get 15,000. Did you know that? They voted for Asians to get 50 million. Did you know that? So they don't like you either. So stop. Miss me with that. Stop it. I don't care who don't like me. I'm going. You don't have to be around me.
because I'm going there and I'm going to do my show there, and I'm going to show you how great and marvelous it is. I can't wait to get there. Because I'm going to show, I'm going to brag, I'm going to make you jealous every Thursday, every Tuesday. Maybe every day, I don't know. First time I get there, maybe for the week, for the first Monday, maybe every day. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm not staying here. I am not going to go down with the ship. I am not fighting for other folks that don't like me. I'm not putting my life on the risk. I'm not putting my life at risk for people that don't like me. You go into their shop, they lie on you and say, oh, you told me to go back to Asia. You come up on a felony. What in the world? Who wants to live like that? When are we going to get tired? God allows stuff to happen, people, for you to get your stuff and get out. How much more is he going to have to allow for us to get wake up and understand what's going on? Sometimes people will, okay, for instance, a job. My daughter was working a job, and she's having problems on her job. And I said, you know, hey, I said, baby, it's time to go. Because she was trying to get her own business going, right? But she was scared, and she didn't have enough time, and she was like, oh, my God, I went through my own business. And everyone, she was trying to work and trying to do her business, trying to work and trying to do her business. Something was lacking. She can't, you can't work a full-time job and still trying to do your own business. It's hard, right? Okay. So out of the blue, they said, we gotta let you go. She's been doing this job for, what, 10, so many years, right? Got, she's vetted in everything. Out of the blue. They said, we sorry, this is just not working out. We gotta let you go. They found something, whatever. I'm gonna tell you what. Immediately, I said, get your own business started. She was already kind of doing it, right? I said, go full speed. Full speed ahead. And I'm gonna tell you what. It didn't take 30 days. Who do you need unemployment? I had to help one month. The second month, she was off and running. I'm telling you what. Sometimes God will get you to the place where he's saying, I need you to get to the next level. He's thanking you. He's pushing you. I need you to get to the next level. And we look at, we holding on for dear life. Oh, my God, I don't want to move. Oh, my God, I don't know. Oh my, I can't leave. I can't do this. Oh, my God. We come up with all these excuses why we can't do what we need to do. But in the meantime, he's still trying to say, I got something better for you over there. You just can't see it right now. But if you get up and move, I'm going to lead you to it. And I'm going to bless it. I'm going to blow on it. And it's going to manifest for you. That's how easy it is. When he's wanting you to move and you holding on for nothing. How we built this country? We can build another one. So what? We can build another one. Are you willing to die for this country? And we have had soldiers to do just that. And remember, look at the soldier. Did you see a soldier that was coming back and the police sprayed him for no reason in his face with mace? Are you crazy? He said, I fought for this country. He said, okay, I was too, but I learned how to comply. Comply to what? The man had his hands up. What are you not complying with? If I'm sitting there and I'm doing this, what am I not complying to? If I'm holding my hands out the window and I'm asking you what's going on, what am I not complying to? That's his answer. That's his answer. You think if he was a white boy that he'd have got sprayed? You think if Dwayne, what's the baby name again? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. The boy that just got shot. Lord, I just looked up his thing and I just looked it up and forgot. Anyway, do you think if he was white? Why is it that the officer said, I thought I would have my taser? Your taser is on the left and your gun is on your right, right? How could you confuse the two? Tell me that. We got dummies for officers. You don't know a taser from your gun? Are you that stupid? Why does this never happen when it's a white boy? I'll never hear them telling me I made a mistake and shot him because when he's a white boy, when these terrorists are shooting up the schools, shooting up Walmart, shooting up churches, they live with guns in hand when the police officers come, right? Do they ever tell you, oh, I thought I was reaching for my taser and shot him dead? Ever. But you gonna tell me and you think I'm dumb enough to believe that? Give me a break. She needs to lose her job. She needs to be sued personally. Her personal home, pension, insurance, everything. She needs to be sued to where she's homeless on the street. And if, no, I want her to go to jail, too. I want her to go to jail. Robert, you said, Roberto, you said, nope. What's nope? She needs to be sued. I don't ever see a police officer make a mistake when it's a white boy. Do you? Oh, you said nope to that. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. I really do
appreciate you joining, Roberto. Thank you, Andre, you also. Thank you. But we never, ever see any kind of mistake like this when they white boys. Let's make a mistake with them and shoot one of them and see what happens. I guarantee you their community will rise up. They won't get away with it. They'll be going to jail. Remember them two black officers that mistakenly shot the little kid that was in the back of the man who was literally trying to run them down with his car? They went there to serve a warrant. He had a warrant. He had already had incidences with a cop. He already had felonies. They was going to pick the dude up. They was trying to stop him. He literally was trying to run them over with his car. They shot at him, killed a little boy. How many years did they get? Both were, I think it was one Mexican and one black, or either two blacks, I'm not sure. How many years did they get family? How many years did they get both two cops? But the one that shot Ayanna got nothing. The black female judge let him off the hook. Tell me why. Remember the 7-year-old Ayanna who got shot? She was laying on her grandma's couch. The SWAT team came in and shot her in the head. She was 7. For no reason she sleep. How much time did he get? Nothing. Why? Because what did that man say? The man said, when they kill you, kill black. When they kill black, when black on black kill black, don't give them no time. When white folk kill black, don't give them no time. But when white black folk kill white folk, we get 37 years. And when we didn't do it. A black female judge let him off the hook. That's how much denial black folk is in. That's sad. Because she was probably being backed by the police. When you have a candidate that's being backed by the police, and I don't think they need to be backing nothing. When you have a candidate that's being backed by the police, that means they work for the police. This little woman in, remember the I talk about the Rayshard Brooks case, okay? The police officer was brought up on charges. Paul Howard brought him up on charges, and then Fannie Mae that's backed by the police. The officer that shot Rayshard Brooks, his attorney gave money to her campaign. He's backed her also. All of a sudden, we don't hear nothing about no case. Atiana Jackson, Atiana, remember the one lady that was shot who was watching her nephew, and the police went to the back door, and they was watching a game or playing a video game in her room, like 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning or something. She was babysitting her nephew, and the police went to her window and shot her through the window. We never hear anything about that, right? Why? Where are those cases going? Why aren't we hearing about those cases when they come? Why aren't we hearing about those cases? But you want us now to run outside and protect an agent who's getting the hell be out of them. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, more than Asian cases, white folks. One guy beheaded, one guy decapitated his Asian wife and got off. I'm just saying, y'all look this stuff up. Everything I'm telling you can look up. But nothing, nobody, but black folk hurting. Black folk got an issue with Asians. Really? If we have so many issues, why do you still have your businesses in our neighborhood? Take your business to the white neighborhood. Oh, I forgot, white folks don't support Asians. I'm just saying. So they tried that before, when they first got here, they tried to put a shop in the white neighborhood, and then white folks get the hell out of here. We're not supporting that. And they had to move out of the white neighborhood. Because white folks, when they don't want something there that shouldn't be there, they burn it down, they clan it, burn a cross in it, do something, don't they? Okay. And they got up out of the white neighborhood, and then they came to yours. And what we do? Okay, open arms. We support anybody and everybody but our own. That's internalized racism. Look it up. Internalized racism. So now I'm in losing jobs because they're trying to tell you if you don't go out there being a security guard. When I just heard a police officer tell somebody that if it's danger, call 911. I'm not calling them anyway. I don't care if I just see an agent be in the hell, be it out. I'm not calling nothing. I'm going to just sit there. I'm going to keep moving because I don't care. Because I would just look and keep the hell moving. I'm not calling nothing. That's how I feel. You hate me? Then I don't see nothing. I don't hate you. I love my own. But I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not even going to testify. I'm not even going to see nothing. So I'm going to keep moving.
I'm just saying, mind your business, black folks. Let me see you jump out there and jump in front of a gun when somebody pulling a gun, beating the heck up out of an Asian, and you jump in the way, and he pull a gun out and shoot you. You lose your life. Then guess what the job's going to say? We don't support that. We didn't tell him to do that. We're not going to pay because he should have been outside of this building. That's exactly what's going to happen. So let them fire you, then you can sue them, then you get your money and take your behind and use that for your land purchased in Africa. And we have to support each other when we get there. I'm just saying. It seems that we can help this. If we really want to, we can get out of this mess. Do you know how many millions repatriated back to Africa last year? Do you know millions? Millions have been leaving since 2016. Millions. We're the only ones still holding on to America. Come on, I built this country. You built what? And this is your American dream? The only way we see an American dream is in our dreams. Is this really your American dream? And that's what a man told me. You have an American dream in America. I have to speak for yourself. Until you walk in these black shoes, you can't speak for me, sir. I know what black folk go through every day. I'm black. And you being white can't tell me anything about being black. You know nothing about but what somebody told you about being black. Many ministers say, well, I have, okay, you got one friend. I know millions. I am black. That's my culture. And I know, yeah, you took one out together. We're at one. Oprah Winfrey took one out together. Bill Cosby took one out together. Then he got two uppity. Then you put his behind in. 80-year-old man in jail today. 80-year-old blind man in jail. For what? Something that you said happened, but no proof? And it wasn't even about the rape. But this woman chased him around the country. Everywhere he went, she went. Everywhere he went, everywhere he went, she was right there everywhere. But she was afraid for her life. But you chasing them down? I'm white and I say so. I'm white and I say so. That's what's going on here. And now Harvey Weinstein say he's trying to appeal. What are you trying to appeal? Sorry, y'all. My little lips got dry. What are you trying to appeal when you nasty? Amber Geiger trying to appeal. What are you trying to appeal when you just committed murder? You ain't even been there a year. You might have been in jail a year. Uh-uh. You ain't getting out yet. And if they were smart, take home. Condone violence, I'm just saying. Handle your business, family. Handle your business. I'm just looking at this whole thing, and it's just so sickening because you got black men actually losing their jobs. I'm gonna keep harping on this. They're losing their jobs. And they're trying to send a message. I'm not buying it because I'm going to tell you what. You go out, like I told you, you go outside of that building. You try to defend. You lose your life. Your family is just short. You won't be able to sue. You won't be able to say nothing because they'll say, well, he was outside. He shouldn't have been out there because every company don't feel that way. That was a personal. When they would have came to me and they said, hey, I'm going to need you to go outside. I'm suspending you or firing you because you didn't go outside. I would say, where is that in your policy? Where's your policy stating that it's my job to protect people outside of this building? Okay, show me policy. You can fight inside. You're alive. You stay inside. You're alive. You can fight it, okay? But you can't fight if you're dead on the street because you ran outside the building because a dummy told you, and you followed that dummy that told you to go outside and protect the agent who's getting her brain, her tail beat for whatever reason. You didn't even know why she getting beat, but you're going to jump in it and probably lose your life because he could have had a gun. He'll shoot you for interference, then shoot her. So y'all both didn't lost your life. When he probably wasn't going to kill her at first, he was just going to beat her. And now he got mad, pulled out a gun, then shot you. Now he got to shoot everybody involved because everybody, you know what I'm saying? No, we don't do that. You going to fire me so I can sue you so that I can give me some money because I'll be looking for a lawsuit. I'll be looking for lawsuits because I need some money to get to Africa. I need more. I'm just saying. We have to do what we have to do. I'm taking a class up right now, a trading class, okay, Terry Igioma, okay? I love it. That's going to help me to sustain when I'm in Africa. I am putting ducks in a row to be able to sustain myself when I'm there. I don't want to go there looking for a job. I want to go there. I have vision. I have things that I want to do. And I do want to get those transitional homes, even if I have to get one at a time. So if you guys do need a home, I'll have land. I have to, and I think I'm going to put it on that land that I bought. I'm going to put some transitional homes on there. I'm just saying. Who's in? I'm going to put me some transitional homes on that land. So you need a house. You need a place. $25 a night. I'm just saying. That's cheap. And hopefully I can get as many as I can on that little land. Hopefully I can get as many. If I can get five or less than 10 or 10, I'm going to put it on there. And I want a little studio apartment. I want like a little studio, okay? So you have one room, a stove and a bathroom. You know what I'm saying? A little living room, just a studio. I just want something small enough. And it's not going to be something that's there forever. You can't stay there forever. You stay there maybe 6 months. And then in the meantime, you're getting yourself together. You're getting your business going. And you're going to make something happen. I'm just saying. We got to do better, you guys. We know. We see stuff coming down the pike, and we sit here waiting for what? Biden is not going to help you. How do you feel? You put this man in office. You gave the biggest races ever the highest seat, and he is totally ignoring black people, not doing anything for black people. He won't even acknowledge black folks. He's been in office like, what, 90 days and still nothing for black people. And some people say, oh, give him time. Well, dang, how much time are you going to give him? You didn't give him 90 days, and he gave everybody but black people. LGBT, they got something tangible. Black people got what? Ignored. You want to give us a 7-year freaking study. What the hell you need a study for? When he didn't have no study for them agents, he just gave them $50 million instantly. They got it. He said it one day, they got it the next day. So why is it that when it comes to black people, we need a 7-year study about slavery? Well, you don't know what you did? Do we need to remind you our babies was cut out of our bellies? They were fed to alligators, okay? That's just some of the dirt that you did. You bug broke our men. You raped our children. You raped our women. You raped everything you could. The dogs. You even raped our dogs. You bug broke our men. You still bug breaking them today. You see the boy in the dress? You see DMX or BMX up here? What's the boy? Not DMX. I'm sorry. I will not disrespect our brother because they said he died because he had just got a lollipop. Okay? I'm just saying. His family said that he had just got the lollipop. Y'all know what the lollipop is, right? Okay. His family said he had just got the lollipop, and he died, you know, of a heart attack days later. That's what his family said. I'm going by the family. I'm not going by racist white media that has propaganda all written all over. They should shut all of the media needs to be shut down. Because every time they open their mouth, they lie, 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 lie. And that's what Muslims do. Muslims lie about everything. They lie all the time. And this is what his family put out there. So, drug overdose? No. But they're not going to tell you that because the Muslims want you to believe there was a drug overdose. That's not what his family said. But, you know, they don't lie. And guess what? Black folks stop believing everything come out their mouth. We believe. I don't care. They can have a knife in hand. But if they tell you, just like Bill Gates told you, that we can get rid of the population by lollipops. Okay? That's what he said. And the guy, the journalism person that was interviewing him didn't say anything when he heard that. I would have said, did you just say blah, blah, blah? Did you just say what I think he said? He said it again. We can get rid of them by vaccine. I'm just saying it. Okay? But this is what he said. And nobody said anything. Everybody was like, how did this guy get into becoming a doctor when he has a computer degree? Money. See, this is what I'm saying about America. Money buys you anything you want. You got money, just like black folk, I tell you, if you want to keep voting, put your money behind somebody. Stop voting. Put your money in the game. Put your money, if you want, you just sit back and see who's running, and you go to them with millions of dollars and say, hey, we want this bill passed, we want this bill passed, we want this bill passed, which is illegal, but still they do it. You don't see the Chinese running out to vote. They have money. Those sex brothels, the one in Georgia, the sex brothels that they have nationwide made them $10 billion. $10 billion. Sex brothels that they're using sex workers, okay, that's coming over here illegally, and they're paying them through sexual favors to pay off their debt. This is what's going on. This is what's going on in Georgia. You're not hearing anything about the sex brothel in Georgia. When the boys came and they said, oh, he had a sexual thing going on with it, I knew then it was something more, and I said, oh, okay, I understand. Then I started doing some homework. It was a sex brothel. I'm just saying. So, but the Asians made $10 billion. $10 billion. last year. So they took some of that money and they go to the politician and they want stuff just like Keisha Bottom. She said, oh, this spa is operating legally. No, it's not. Who's talking to she is to say that? When she said that, made that announcement, no questions was asked, I knew then it was illegal. I knew then it was something that she was in somebody's pocket, okay? Somebody was paying her real good to get up and say that. We don't want no attention on this. We don't want no attention. Now, that was too much attention. That white boy did them a favor. He bought attention on a sex brothel. He did a favor for those sex slaves. If they actually want to be free, this is now your time to be free. But I'm just saying. I know they hated it when he came in there killing up everybody and putting attention on this sex brothel. How are we going to get away with this? Now all eyes on the sex brothel. Y'all. Whew. So they put money in the game. They put skin in the game, money, behind their candidate. So anything they want, we want you to turn your head to these sex brothels, and we want more of them here. We're going to give you $1 million bonus to turn your head to slide on the table, make a law, okay, that's saying, okay, if they get arrested, then they can't be charged with prostitution. It's something, a loophole that they can be charged with, but it's not, because prostitution gives you like 4 years. But this loophole that they have gives you less years, okay, they give you, or not even months, okay, because it's a loophole. And this is what they put their money behind. I want you to have a loophole for my sex worker, so when they get caught, because it was, that club had been busted before. Okay, it was under steam operation. It had been busted before, okay? But those girls didn't stay in jail. They had a loophole where they was brought up on some kind of other charge that didn't mean a hill of beans, and they went on and they're on probation or, you know, maybe did 6 months or whatever, but on probation, you know? So this is what I'm saying. So they put money in the game behind their candidates, and they say, okay, we want things done. So we give you $1 million. You may write a law for this, that, and the other, and that's how they move. How many black folks put money behind anybody? We just go vote. We don't put money in the game, do we? How many politicians are we buying? That's Claude Anderson told us that. He said put money in the game. You have to buy it. Buy your politicians. He said so-and-so, they paying them this month, you pay them this month, and you get what you need passed. They can be bought. All of them. Why do you think black caucus do what they do? They've been bought. They've been paid good. Half of them got $1 million homes. Maxine Waters, from what I understand, got a $3 million home. Karen Bass, $1 million home. I'm just saying. These are your black caucus who work for white folks to ignore you, to give the immigrants $15,000 per person, to give Asians $50 million per person, to give black folks absolutely zero. Again. But we're okay with that. We don't have any problem with that. We're not building our own anything. We still letting white folk babysit. We still letting white folk keep our kids. We still letting white folk educate our kids. When you know and you've seen how they treated your children with a camera in the room, what do you think they're doing to your children without the camera in the room? I'm just saying. Just like you saw the one teacher made the boy dig in the toilet with his hands. Wouldn't have been mine. Wouldn't have been mine, because I probably wouldn't be sitting here this Tuesday doing my show, because I'd have been in jail somewhere, because I would have dealt with her. Oh, you won't deal with her? I got that. You don't have to. I wouldn't even reported it. I would have just dealt with her. I'm just saying. I'm not condoning anything. I am condoning us protecting our babies, protecting what's ours, protecting ours at any cost. You're going to make a five-year-old dig his hand in the toilet, you nasty demon devil. You nasty, disgusting demon devil. And that's what you are. If you come up to a baby and you tell him toilet because he had a bowel movement or whatever, doesn't matter. Too much toilet paper. You know kids put toilet paper in there. They do it all the time. Have your plunger and you plunge that mess down. You going to tell him to put his hand in the toilet to dig the... When I came to that school, she would have been so scared. I'm going to tell you what. I would have locked it over here. And when I got done with her, they wouldn't have got in that room until I got done. I'm just saying. They wouldn't have got in that room until I was done. And we weren't going to be talking. Because that same toilet. Okay. I'm just saying. Because I'm tired of you. I'm tired of them doing stupid stuff and apologizing. I don't want to hear your apology. Because I know you're not this stupid. I know you're not this dumb. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear any. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of you apologizing. I'm tired of you
making stupid excuses. Oh, I thought I had my taser instead of my gun. Have you ever did that with somebody's white child? Have you did that with anybody else's child but ours? So our son, that baby had to die because you thought you had your hand on your taser? You thought? His wife don't get a do-over. You don't get to tell him I'm sorry he gets up and live another day. So how are we going to deal with that, family? How are we going to deal with this police brutality is my question. How are we going to deal with police brutality? It is up to us. If it's going to stop, it's up to us. The worst thing they scared of is economical power and rioting. That's what they're afraid of. Power is money. Take the money away. Support your own businesses. Get you a black B1 Walmart or B1 Mart or something. If you're going to stay here in this country. Or you can build one in Africa. Take your money away from these devils. Because black folks, you have to understand, our $1.2 trillion holds their economy down. Why do you think they gave you, why do you think, let me ask you a question, family, black folks. Why do you think these churches were closed? The only day it was allowed to be open was Easter. Why do you think that was? Please help me with this one. Please help me. Please help me with this. Why do you think those churches were open Easter? The churches have been closed all year, right? Things is coming back alive, just like requirement was here and gone. And things, schools opening, churches open, everything is opening, right? Do you really think it was a corona that bad? COVID, whatever you call it, you think it was actually that bad? Some died because of negligence. New York, Governor Cuomo, or whoever, Cuomo, the mayor, whatever the man name, who was Governor Cuomo, whatever, I don't know, the one that's coming up on the sex charge, who gave $15 million to immigrants. Okay, he gave them $15 million. He put the sick with the well for COVID together in the same room. So he killed people on purpose. So he actually should be brought up on murder charges. Like and share the show, you guys. Like and share, please. Like and share. Like and share. Like and share. Like and share. It don't cost nothing to like and share. That's all I want. Like and share. You understand? So now he's giving the $15 million. And now you done bought your Easter stuff, okay? They had Easter out. They got to do something about this economy because they're giving out so much money. And you're going to tell me they don't have no money. They gave out $50 million to immigrants, and they're giving out $15 million or $15,000 to each and every immigrant. And you're going to tell me they don't have enough for reparations? Oh, we need to be – we got five people. We got to get to Portugal. We got to sue Africa. I'm just telling you, we do need to get Hamites. Oh, yeah. We need to get the Jews. We need to get – and, of course, the Americans. And the Arabs, okay, white folks and the Arabs. We got five people to sue for reparations. So we will come out with great substance. So it's not just one culture. Your Jewish people had something to do with it, too, because they supported financially and they supplied the vote. Okay, I'm just saying. We need to also get the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, we need to have a lawsuit because the Pope was the one that okayed it. So, yeah, those are six people that we need to get. Six people with reparations. So we will come out with great substance. Great substance. Let me just tell you about a couple of black men that was trying to help the police, okay? When they tell you to go out, they tell you to, you know, just remember the one guy, Jamal Robertson, that was, he worked as a security guard in the Chicago club, and he, a guy came in, was starting some mess, had a gun. And he tackled the guy and was holding the guy down until the police got there. He had a gun in his hand because he was security. What did the police do? They shot him, right? But he was the Good Samaritan, right? Remember, the Good Samaritan, right? Good Samaritan, what, offers legal protection to people who give reasonable assistance to those who are or whom they believe to be injured, ill, in peril, or otherwise incapacitated. Have to look up for that. Okay, that's one. Let's talk about another one, Jonathan Price. Remember, this was the one. This was the one that really tripped me out because he said he had a problem with the police. What he had today, which are no problem with the police. He said, "Oh, I love it, some white women. that was having he saw a couple having a dispute. Let me just help you out. He went over there to help them out, right? Because I guess the guy was beating up one of his, oh, I love me some white women. So the white guy was beating this woman up. The white guy's woman. He was fighting his own woman. So Jonathan Price jumps in it, trying to, ooh, I'm going to help my fellow man. Because I don't have no problem with white folk. I don't have no problem with the police. And I love me some white women. What did I just tell you? The one that you're loving is trying to kill you. The one that you have, oh, I'm loving everybody for, is trying to murder you. So guess who? The very one that he didn't have a problem with. He even came when the police came up, shook the man's hand. What happened? The police shot him. Okay, what about Fitzgerald, Bradford, Emanic? I think I'm talking, Emanic, yeah. He was the one that was in the service uniform, okay? He was at the mall, Thanksgiving. Came home from the service. He was in the service uniform at the mall. A shooting broke out in the mall, and he had a gun. He pulled it out, was going to help, Guess what happened? An officer that wasn't even supposed to be working that day. He was he was in his plain clothes, saw him with a gun, heard the shot, but didn't understand that he was going to help. He shot Fitzgerald in the back. But running, how did you see the gun? How was you behind him and you seen the gun? He shot him 3 times in the back of the head. I'm just saying, but you're going to help. You're going to help, though. I'm just saying. Stop with the madness. And they tell you, go, break up a fight. I'm going to fire you if you don't. Be looking for you another job. Because you know if they have a fight in front of your building, you know you're not going out there, right? Because I know I'm not. My thing is stop looking for jobs and get your own business. Black family. It's time for us to get, this is our time to move up. I've seen more black people with their own businesses this year than I ever have, ever. I've seen more black people with their own businesses this year than I ever have. Why is that? Why? It's time for us to move up. They had to fall for us to come up. They had to fall for us to come up. So why aren't we coming up? Change your mindset. That's why I call it changing our mindset. Smoothie Queen, I need to remind you, Smoothie Queen, you guys, oh my goodness, she was on our show. She is coming to North Carolina Mother's Day, and they're going to be, I'm going to see if I can find it. Hold on, I'm going to see if I can find the flyer. Hold on. I need you to go to her IG and sign up, okay? She's got a Facebook, Smoothie Queen, and also Pampering You by Terea on IG. Go join it. Go and join it. I need you to, hold on, I'm going in here, because she's coming to North Carolina. I want to show you the flyer really quick. Hold on, let me see if I can find her. Let me see if I can find her, Smoothie Queen. Okay, I'm seeing her. Hold on, let me see if I can find her flyer. I want you to see the flyer. Now, you know she does her smoothies, okay, and she's selling her little smoothies. Now, that's a detoxer, okay? That's a detoxer, okay? Pampering You by Terea, Pop and Shop, date Sunday, April 25th. She's doing this in Richmond, Virginia. Okay, that's her pop-up shop. She has a pop-up shop. She does that also, okay, for the information there. Let me see if I can find her flyer. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to find her. She sells keychains, you guys. Come on, you guys. The keychain she's selling. Okay, let me see. Okay. That's another one. I don't know where her flyer is for May 22nd, Saturday, 5 p.m. Women Empowerment. Is this it? Richmond? No. Dang, I was trying to find the one for
The one that's going to be in North Carolina. I don't see it. Is that it? No. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, she's coming to North Carolina. Hold on, let me go on to into Smoothie Queen. Let me go into her Smoothie Queen page. But, yes, I'm trying to find her. Okay, I see her page. I'm looking for a flyer. Mother's Day, if I can find it. Maybe not. I see more of her pop-up shop. Okay, you guys just stay tuned because I'm sure that we'll be finding it. Okay, because she does take orders. If you guys are trying to detox your body or if you guys are trying to get your weight down for you, because a lot of service people go to her to try to get their weight down, their body fat down when they have to qualify or pre-qualify, look her up. It's called Smoothie Queen. This is some of her little smoothies, and they're very tasty. Now, those are probably her detoxers. Let me see. What are these? Keto smoothies, vegan smoothies. She's got cookies and creams, cookies, bananas, and cream delight. Wow. Man, I can't wait to get mine. We're working on her shipping me some now. We're trying to get that. And here's her menu. Okay, she's got a menu. So my thing is, you guys, you can do this, okay? If this started with an idea, okay, here is her other smoothies, okay? So she's got different flavors, strawberry, cookies and cream. She's got, different types, okay? Check her out and go to her page and sign up. I'm telling you, we can do this. This is our time to come up, you guys. This is our time. But I don't want to see one black person giving up their life for an Asian. I don't want to see... we're not police officers, okay? You're not been trained to defend anybody but your wife. If it's not your wife, your children, okay, we have a problem defending our own, right, our own children. We have a problem defending our own wives and husbands. But you want me to give up my life to go and defend somebody else that don't like me? Are you stupid? You sound like a fool. I'm just saying. And you sound like an even more bigger fool if you're going to go out there and do it because you try to please white folks. You better get over yourself, honey. You better get over yourself. We are not slaves. We are kings and queens, and it's time for us to get our head in the game and understand that we run this. We run this. We run this. We built this. This is us, okay? But guess what? I'm not willing to die for it. I'm not willing to die to give up my life to defend my enemy. I wouldn't even go to the service. I told my children not to go to the service. I told them the service is off limits. You know why? So why am I going to send my children to fight for a country that hates them? Because I was thinking, I was looking at some of these old, back in the day where they were hanging men that went to the service, and they was hanging them when they come back from the service, and they was hanging them in their uniforms. These are vets. They went to fight for this country, and then you go hang them up on a thing and burn them or hang them up in their uniform? Are you serious? And I'm going to send my children to fight for a country that hates them? I'm going to send my children to fight for a country, another country's freedom, when you're not free yourself. Does that make sense to you? I tell black folks this all the time. Stop sending your children to fight for a country that you can't even, back in the day, you couldn't even, you was trying to make them force you. You was trying to make them, force them to have you to sit there in their restaurant. I'm going to pay you to make my food. Really? You don't like me. You don't want me here, but I'm going to trust you to make me a shake? I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom that. I'm sorry. I'm going to force you to make me a hamburger in the back where I can't see you cooking it, and I'm going to eat it when you bring it out. What was we thinking, family? What was we thinking? All we had to do was keep our restaurants, keep our hospitals, keep our banks, keep our stores, and put our money into our stores, into our banks, into our schools, into our communities, and our stuff looked better, Black Wall Street, look it up, than theirs did. That's why they came and burned Black Wall Street down. That's why they burned it down, because it looked better than theirs. Everything we own, everything we do looks better than theirs. And they got mad. And what did they do? Burned it down. Because they got jealous. We was working. Honey, Black Wall Street had it going on. We got to get back to that. But the only way we're going to get back to that is build our own in Africa. I wouldn't build nothing here. This country is being destroyed. I do believe that God's trying to move us aside. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Perception. I believe that black folk, God is trying to move us aside. Y'all just trying to move us aside so that he can do what he needs to do to these cracks, these movements. Okay? I do believe that. It is time for us to do what we need to do and get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get yourself in a plane. Take your $5,000 and build Africa. That's all you need, family. I don't even think you need that much, but I would have $5,000. You already got $12,000. Start saving $100 every 2 weeks from your paycheck. You got to start from somewhere. We have to start somewhere. My stepson, he is he has an app where he's delivering groceries. One day he made $300. One day. $250, $200. One day. You can take that money, put towards your land in Africa. I'm just saying. We can do this. It's up to us if we're going to do this. It's up to us. Are you going to sit here and die? Are you going to sit here and let them put you back in slavery? Are you going? Because all they have to do is make a law, and you're done. You didn't know that? They're making laws now. They take away your vote. Who cares about a vote anyway? But my thing is, we can do for self. We can do for self. So what are we willing to do? What are we willing to do about anything that's going on? What are we willing to do about police brutality? What are we willing to do about anything that we see that's not right? Do we sit here and just, well, I don't know what we could do about it. Well, you know, it's been like this so long. I guess we just have to sit here and take it out. Well, I hear a lot of that, and I'm looking at them like, are you serious? That's it? That's it? And then it really gets me when they say, oh, you burned down your own community. No, those businesses don't belong to us. What communities are we burning down? Half of them are ghettos anyway. So what are we burning down? Need to burn down them police stations. Need to burn down anything that's like, for instance, defund, dismantle the police department. That is my, I don't care. Dismantle from the ground up is dysfunctional. Welcome. Thank you so much, 21. Thank you so much. Like and share as you guys come in, please. Because I'm tired. I'm just trying to make a difference. I'm trying to wake my people up. That's all this channel. It's not about me hating anybody, because I don't hate anybody. I don't. Because you know what? It's very odd, because if we love our own, they think you hate them. And they will challenge you on that. And I'm like, I don't even have to argue with you. I love it's a black folk, but I love us enough to wake us up. And I get a lot of flack for it, because they say, oh, you racist. Black folk call me racist. Oh, do you know what the word means? Dr. Clyde Anderson says, black people can't be racist. We can be prejudiced, but we can't be racist because we don't have any power. And a racist is a person that has power to interact, to harm another group of people that's not black people. So, no, I can't be racist. I can be prejudiced, but I can't be racist. thank you. Thank you. But I don't want us to just listen to me. I want us to do something. You understand what I'm saying? I want us to save up our money. If you got $5,000, let's get out of here. Let's go back to the continent. Let's try something new. People are scared of something new. Tanzania awaits us. Gambia. Senegal. Sierra Leone. Ghana. It's awaiting us. You have a young woman that just bought a truck, a food truck in the Gambia, kicking butt, selling Jamaican food. You think we can't cook? Get you a truck. She didn't pay that much for the truck. You can get a truck, or you can sell dinners in your house and deliver them. Smoothie queen. She's getting a truck now, but she's making them smoothies and delivering them. She started from scratch, and she is delivering those smoothies to people and making money. Do you hear me? Making money. Money that she probably more than she was making on her job, but it's her own. So what are we willing to do? What are we willing to give up? What are we, anything? Or are we willing to die fighting for a country that hates you? Are we willing to take a chance on our children, our sons being murdered, our daughters being murdered in a country, and you possibly going to jail because you're getting so angry you turn around and do something to harm somebody else because of your anger? Are we willing to take that chance? I'm not. I'm not willing to take that chance on my granddaughters. I'm not willing to take that chance for my great-greats and great-great-greats. I'm not willing. I want to set them up for new beginnings. I want to set them up for blessings. I want to set them up for something fresh and new. I want to set them up for something new, something different. Where are the blessings that's supposed to be chasing us down? I want to set them up to grab those blessings.
This country has been a struggle. This country has traumatized us, has abused us, has hated us. Who wants to live like that? We don't have to continue living like that. You got $500? You got $700? Let's go. I need $400 for a ticket. I need $700 for my own land in Ghana. And you can look up Black Ambassador's channel, and he has that information, land for sale, $700, free land. He called it free land, but it's actually you have to pay the administration fees, so it's $700, okay? He has that. Black Ambassador, look him up. He has that on his channel. He has information on his channel about how to get some of that free land in Ghana. You have to do a background check, send that in, send in the check, and I think it's an application, and that's it. That's it. Free land. You just have to build on it. I'm going to make some transitional homes on mine. I'm just saying. I got land in Gambia. I'm going to get some in Ghana. Both are going to be for transitional homes. So if you come back and you go to Ghana, you've got a place to live. If you come back to the Gambia, you have another place to live. Transitional homes on that land. That's what I'm doing with my land. And I'm leaving it to my granddaughter. You feel me? I'm getting ready to build my grandchildren's wealth in Africa. I'm not building nothing here on this dead land. This is done. So if you're thinking about doing anything in America, it's done. It's never going to be normal. And the normal that we had was not the normal. I don't want that normal back. That normal was our children dying, our children being shot in the streets by police, our children. We had no money. We had no wealth. That's their normal. I don't want that normal for myself. I want a new normal where I can build wealth for my grandchildren. I can build wealth for my great-grands. I can build wealth that land will never be sold. And I have it that land in Gambia will never be sold. The land in Ghana will never be sold. Transitional homes will go down in history, generation upon generation upon generation. It'll be passed down so my children's children will never want, and they will never have to work for anybody. I want a resort. It's things that I want. I'm not going to do it here. My money will go wider and farther there. So let's think about what we can do and how we can change our lives today. You just got a stimulus, and you just got a stimulus. Brandon, Pan-African, Strike Back, he's got Airbnbs in Kenya. Get with it. See if you can rent one out. I don't know how much they are, but see if you can rent one out from them. That'll start. That's a start. You don't have to go there not knowing anything, not knowing anybody. And Hebrews the Negro, it's going in July, $6,000, I think. But guess what? You're going to stay. They're going to get land. They're going to have built transitional homes. So, and they're going to have places for you to live for 6 months or something like that until you get on your feet. Dinah Samir, he's got a program with an attorney in Ghana who is having a program. She has a program also. Look up Dinah Samir, and he has an attorney on there, Chakofa, and she has a program for the diaspora, the returnees, okay? And all you have to do, I think you have to join $1 a month and get with her. They have you do a business plan, and in the business plan, you'll get land, a transitional house, not land, I'm sorry. You get a place to live. You get to eat. You get to do work on your business for 6 months. They take care of you. They give you money to spend while you're there. If we want to do this, there's ways to do it. There are ways to do this. So I don't want to hear people say, we don't have no money. You don't need no money. You just need a little bit. You got enough right now. You just had your taxes. You got a stimulus check. You should have at least $3,000 to $4,000 in your hand right now. Get your ticket, go in there and apply for that $700 land in Ghana. That's $700, $800, $900, $1,100 that you need right there. When you get there, get your Airbnb, $25 a night. Pay it up for like a week or two. Pay it up for a month. You have money. Then you go. If you go into Ghana, you go and get you two or three more Airbnb. Rent them out. That's going to sustain you. I'm just saying, your land gets built. You know, you get your land, then you look into transitional homes, or you can rent it as far as letting people come there and starting a garden, agricultural. Okay, you can rent your land out for a seaweed farm. That seaweed farms out here, I'm looking into that now. Okay, so I'm going to have at least 5 to 7 streams of income when I go. Looking into that now. Seaweed farms, they say it's remarkable. Okay, you can actually have your seaweed farm. Okay, so I'm not going to stay here long. You know, I don't mean to come on here. I'm just trying to give us some ideas of how we can do this. I'm trying to give us some ideas of how
we can make life better for ourselves, and how we can do things better for us, okay? We cannot do this by ourselves and stop trying, okay? With that said, go, new family, I want you guys to have an amazing week, the rest of your week. I'm here every Tuesday at 11:30. Mark your calendars. Like and share, like and share, like and share. I want you to just think about what I've said. I hope I've said something to open up your eyes. I hope I've said something to give you, put a spark in your heart. I hope I've said something to give you great new ideas. I hope I've said something that's going to change your life or has changed your life. With that said, family, peace, blessings, shalom, all of it. And take care, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 11:30. Peace, family. Blog Talk, back to you. Thank you so much for joining Blog Talk and continue joining us. And I really appreciate all that you guys do. I thank God for each and every one of you that comes back during the week and you join me and you listen to my show and you pass it along, continue passing the show along. I'm seeing the numbers are dropping a little bit and I'm wondering why. Leave me some comments to help me to understand what's going on. Am I coming on too early? This is the only a good time for me because I'm off and I'm not tired. A new nighttime is better for some, but even if you come back and watch it after 11:30, you don't have to be live with me, but you come back after 11:30 and you can spend some time with me. I appreciate it. Pass the show on to some people that need to hear something new, that need to hear, a word, that need to hear, need some hope. Okay, pass it on to people that you know that are trying to make a difference, and they want some new ideas, fresh new ideas, okay, because we're not going to get them all. We're not going to help. We can't help everybody. You're going to have some black folk that's going to sell us out. You're going to have some black folk that has sold us out. You're going to have some black folk that's so busy cooning around that they've lost focus of everything, and they're going to die. If you've taken that vaccine, you're going to die. That's nothing but the mark, okay? That is nothing but the mark of the beast, and I don't think people realize that. We've been talking about the mark since forever, and that is the mark of the beast. And if you've taken it, shame on you. If you've taken it, there's nothing. You can't reverse it. You're going to have a bleak future. And I'm not trying to say that to hurt anybody. I'm not saying that to scare anybody. I'm just saying think about what you're doing before you do it. We don't want to live in regret. We don't want to live in, man, I wish I hadn't. No, I want you to do your research now. And good information, and just hold off. Why do we have to rush to take a vaccine for something that's like it's okay now? It's all good. We've gone through the flu. We've had the flu season since forever. Every year it comes back, right? And more people died from the flu than COVID. They just put COVID on everything and got you all mixed up in your mind. But I do appreciate each and every person that joins me, that continue joining me, and just having faith. And I hope and pray that I am saying something that's going to change your mind and change your heart. With that said, I want you to have an amazing rest of your day and keep on coming back. Keep on getting this medicine. Keep on getting a word of inspiration. Keep on allowing me to brighten that star or giving you that fresh new idea or helping you to walk in the right direction that your life is supposed to go in. Peace, family. Shalom.